Collective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeah! And welcome. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in. We're streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down to our website and catch us online, www.freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Did you get the feeling you're living in the land of Oz? Not down under, because we got listeners there too, but in the land of the Wizard of Oz. And everything is surreal. It's like, where in the hell did my country go? Where did society go? Where did common sense drop off the face of this earth? We truly are witnessing the evolution of revolutions as everything in our society has become weaponized, monetized, and politicized against us. These revolutions, they're all around us, but we fail to see them, and we don't understand their impact or our impact or lack of impact on us, our friends, our neighbors, and society. So here we are in this world that has been weaponized against us. How do we fight back? Well, first, we have to use our voice. Secondly, we have to use facts and information in context of how things happened. And of course, action. So, ladies and gentlemen, your boots on the ground, so to speak, as we're moving into this 2020 presidential selection, because it is. Joe Biden isn't a viable candidate. So we're going through the same cycle as the deep state believes that they have Donald Trump contained, that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party are doing an effective job of keeping him off balance and attacking his presidency. So there's a few places that talk about this. If you get a chance, go to revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, get up there and look at the archives. They're free right now. So I would encourage everybody to check out the archives and listen to the shows that were already broadcast. If we had the old archives up, or if you go to my Google page, Mitchell Bupp, I have files up there that you can download of different shows that I've done in the past. And, you know, we've been talking about the political assassination of President Trump since 2017, since January of 2017. Days and weeks as the dossier came out, it was clearly obvious that it was a hit job. So if you missed last night's Trump assassination files, in a day or two, they'll be up there on the archives. I would encourage you to listen to figure out, did this really happen? Is Trump just playing politics? Or did our government actually interfere with the election in 2016? Yes, they did. All the above. High treason by many government officials here in the United States. Silence from the corrupted corporate media who have, well, let's just say they are all not on the home team. That's the media today. The fifth column. The enemy of the people. The media itself has sided with the state and not the media. And when we say state, we mean the deep state. Yeah. So come on down, Revolution Radio. You know, we've got a lot of different shows here. And we are on the cutting edge of the news today. We're one of those people that look over the horizon and can kind of see what's coming. And we try to tell you ahead of time, just to give you a heads up. But if you listen to the mainstream media, which I advise you to do, I would advise you to listen to it on the premise that it's lies first and the truth second. Whenever I watch ABC, NBC, CBS, or fake Fox News, I realize that it's all a show. That these politicians and bureaucrats have essentially decided to do, well, whatever the hell they want. It's crazy. It really is. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I guess I ought to get my news and information I have here. Let me pull up my files and stuff. So I hope y'all are doing okay. I've been having some pretty nasty, some back issues. And I've been hobbling around. I finally found a way to sit and sleep where I'm not hurting with that stabbing pain in my back and my sciatic nerve running down my leg to my knee. It's been a real pain the last few weeks, in all honesty. Anyway, so what news and information we got here besides that? besides all my aching back. Well, yeah, running down the whole way of my leg. Anyway, what do we got news here? Assad in Syria tries to get major Russian investment as its economy has been smashed by U.S. sanctions. Let's also remember that the United States is selling Syrian oil to somebody else who's not Syrian. Yeah, the Syrian Free Army, I guess they call themselves today. They've gone by 20, 30 different names. They're just a bunch of hobbled together tribesmen who have been trained by the U.S. and now they control the eastern oil fields in Syria, thanks to the U.S. But the U.S. is getting pushback, not only from Syrians in that area, who had a shootout with one U.S. patrol, but also the Russians. And the Russians, I guess, effectively were chasing the U.S. patrol. And, you know, this is what happens when you're where you're not invited. You know, the United States has not been invited into Syria. And every step, every footprint, every weapon, every artillery shell that we fire into Syria from Jordan is a violation of international law. It's just we say it's a war on terrorism and we can do any damn thing we want. In other words, it's a CIA blank check that can be a never-ending war. First off, a war of attrition over time to destroy a country and wear it down. Yeah, the CIA and the USA, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, you know, France and the UK, you know, all want to smash Syria. I guess that's because they're the next so-called boogeyman after Saddam Hussein. But the real boogeyman is Turkey. And Turkey is now, you know, has turned into a full Islamic state. It used to be, you know, somewhat Christian and Islamic. However, that changed over time as violence from Islamists have really essentially taken over Turkey. It's been a long process, but here we are today. So, yeah, it's not a, how should we say, it's not a good scene. Meanwhile, Iran has found the perpetrators and know why the Natanz nuclear plant blew up, they know the individuals. There it is. Okay. Clicked on the wrong tab. Iran has identified the perpetrators of the sabotage to their nuclear facility in the central part of their country. According to the spokesman, the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran said that while the details of the act of sabotage are still being investigated, security forces have detected the agents who committed the act of sabotage, as well as the motive, methods, and manner of the attack. According to the Iranian side, the saboteurs sought to disrupt uranium enrichment process at the Natanz nuclear facility, but according to Iran, they were not successful. Meanwhile, Iran has said they're trying to expand their missiles to where they can go about 900 miles But also remember, they put a satellite into space, like a Sputnik little bleep, 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 bleep satellite. And, well, if you can put something in space, you can hit a target anywhere in the world. That's the truth of this, that thought. Now, you won't hear it pushed like that. Not too often, but this was the big fear that because you can reach orbit or suborbital levels, that you can, how should we say it, that you can attack another nation with missiles, even if you had the capacity to get it to the exact footage and launch a missile, you wouldn't, using that technology, you wouldn't want to use a regular ballistic warhead. You wouldn't want to use a nuclear warhead. Now, don't forget, now we have like rocket-powered artillery shells that can go 100 miles. Yeah, think about that. A 155 howitzer or 144 howitzer. That, you know, they're big shells anyway, but now I would call it ramjet assisted. That's exactly what it is. It's a ramjet added onto the back of the artillery shell. And they say they have a range of 100 miles, and they can be guided because they're an electronic artillery shell. So it's crazy stuff in the wars that are going to be fought next. They say they're trying to get rid of tanks, that tanks will essentially be a liability, probably just because they can be swarm attacked with drones and disabled so quickly. And also the electronic attack, you know, just as you can zap a car motor, you can probably zap any of these military vehicle motors, unless that, you know, the only solution would be go back to, and get rid of electronic ignition and electronics in the vehicle and go back to the old timey contact ignition and point system. If you've never seen that or worked on it in a car, it's, in a way, I actually kind of prefer that than the electronic, I guess, because then you feel more, you have more control and you know and understand more about your car. Pope removes his mask and touches worshipers. Yeah, well, meanwhile, oh man, there's a man that is a mafia boss, Giuseppe Fairno, 60, a mafia boss in Sicily's notorious Cosa Nostra clan, was arrested in 2011 in a mafia crackdown, sentenced to life, was sentenced under Italy's tough 41 BIS penal code for mafia members. Anyway, I guess he was involved in a fight and attacked a prison guard during a cell inspection and bit the guard's finger off and ate his finger. Holy hell. He must have been in a really bad mood, man. Let's see. Went to 9 years, but then because he's a mafia family member, they have an extra law just for him. The harsh prison regime, to prevent them from running their clans, from behind bars. The finger disappeared, leading a Rome prosecutor to conclude that he's been eaten, that he ate the finger. Ouch. Oh, my. Here, Ray, come on. Come on. Red out the door now. So there we go. That's so now we're ready to roll, right? Yeah, we've been rolling, huh? Anyway, Mafia Man bit the finger off and ate it. Oh, man. The prisoner then charged, during the altercation, Farah bit off the agent's little finger on his right hand. The finger disappeared, leading the prosecutor to conclude it had been eaten. The prisoner charged six other guards with a broomstick as a weapon, shouting, "I'll slit your throats like pigs." Oh, my. Boy, he's in a foul mood. Maybe isolation isn't doing him a good thing. Can you get that man some kind of mood elevator, huh? According to an internal memo seen by The Guardian, there are 74 high-profile dons whose ages and health conditions make them vulnerable to the coronavirus. Some of them are 80 years older and older. Special mafia prison and prison sentences for mafia members. Wow, imagine that, huh? Let's see, Sweden, the violence is extremely serious. Sweden beat the coronavirus, but they just can't tame the Islamic nut jobs that they brought in. Sweden, the trends in violence are extremely serious, according to Sweden's national police chief, Anders Thornberg, sounded like a plea for help from the rest of society. Swedish police are in a tough operational situation. It is now a matter of society joining forces behind the police. We will continue to fight organized crime with all the tools we have available. Other good forces in society, everything from municipal officers and civil society to law enforcement agencies. And at not least, the general public need to focus on facing the current situation. The police must ensure criminals are arrested and can be prosecuted. The criminals need to disappear from our streets and squares so that no more ruthless crimes are committed. While they talk about that, the police statement did not mention two boys were raped, tortured, and nearly buried alive in a cemetery close to Stockholm. The atrocity adding to the growing number of humiliation crimes by guess who? You only get one guess. You know, these are crimes where a victim is not only robbed but also violently humiliated to demonstrate the power of the perpetrator. Boy, doesn't that sound like jihad, yeehaw, and the Islamic invasion. I don't remember them having these problems before embracing all the Islamic nut jobs. Do you? I don't remember Sweden being, a crime center, riots in Malmo and other places where there are essentially no-go zones that are run by Muslim immigrants. Yeah. That's the truth that nobody wants to say. That Sweden imported its problems. Does anybody really, you know, get that, understand that, comprehend that Sweden, just like most of Europe, brought Islamic crazies in that aren't even compatible with Western society? That's the truth that nobody is trying to say. They're all walking around the edges of it. But nobody wants to just step in and say, Islam isn't compatible with democracy and freedom. Because there is no freedom in Islam. You either worship Allah or you die. You worship Allah or you end up, you know, called some you make a blasphemous post. Next thing you know, you're on death row. Now, this has happened many times in Pakistan. Well, I mean, I guess if you actually make it through to being arrested, you made it because you weren't stoned to death by a mob, just like Antifa. We'll be right back.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Looking good, looking good. Ah, yeah, I am looking good. Hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back, man. Welcome back. Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down, freedomslips.com. Yeah, as if Perez, 37, for 7 years, was given the death penalty for sending blasphemous text messages. Yeah, in the court in the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore, he was sentenced a Christian man to death for committing blasphemy, his lawyer says, in the latest case of the Pakistan's strict religious laws being applied to against minorities. I wonder how the LGBTQ crowd would make out over there. Yeah. I wonder how Antifa or the BLM, the Marxists, would make out in Pakistan. Yeah, they'd be shot and stoned to death. I don't know in which order, in all honesty. Wow. They were trying to get converts of Islam to leave Islam and become Christians. So is he a Christian martyr? Wow, he's gonna be death sentence for today, Tuesday. Wow. Crazy stuff. So, you know, Democrats want to create social justice laws that are akin to, you know, Islam today. It's weird and it's crazy. U.S. has filed charges over a Zoom-bombed ISIS threat against students. A Texas man facing charges threatening an attack at the University of Houston after he Zoom-bombed an online class and praised the Islamic State group, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Ibrahim Ahmed Al-Bayadi, a 19, disrupted the lecture being held via online conference service Zoom last Wednesday. So in less than a week, the University of Houston he said, what does anyone have to do with the fact that UH is about to get bombed in a few days? He then said twice in Arabic phrases, Islamic State will remain, and pointed his finger towards the sky in a gesture common with Islamic fundamentalists. Bay admitted his acts on Friday after he was tracked by his online IP post and arrested by FBI agents at a relative's house. He told agents it was a joke, showing them text messages from a friend, which included a link to the Zoom classes. He joined the class. His friend texted him, say some Arabic shit and leave. Laughing my ass off. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, it's, he's charged with two counts related to making a bomb threat against the university with a possible total of 15 years in prison. Yeah, stupid is as stupid does, huh? Elon Musk got trimmed this week. That's right, got trimmed. Elon Musk lost a $16.3 billion as his stock crumbled. That's right. As his stock price crumbled, You know, the Tesla Motors fell 21% in New York trading, the most ever, on news that of a partnership between Nikola Corporation and General Motors. The sell-off actually began late last week, but it picked up steam after that was said. And it, you know, he lost what, $16.3 billion in value and wealth of his company. Yeah, crazy stuff, isn't it? So shares of Tesla suffered Tuesday morning. That's today, or that was yesterday morning, isn't it? Today's Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, I'm back on today. Oops. So I hope y'all are being okay out there. Let's see what other news and information we got here. Yosemite glows orange as the fires rage across California. I'm telling you, wow. California, Oregon are seeing an outbreak, I guess is a good description, of wildfires. Thousands have been evacuated in California and in Oregon, where, let's see, a once-in-a-generation fire burns through Oregon as people have to be had to leave. It's like they got, shows a picture of a, somebody has their pets in cages and the dog cages in the back of the vehicle. So yeah, the family arrives with their two dogs and other precious belongings to, at an evacuation center set up at the Oregon State Fairgrounds in Salem. Wildfires stretched for thousands of acres. Ripped through the southwestern Oregon late Tuesday. The state's governor declared an emergency, tens of thousands of residents, mandatory evacuation orders to escape the Amita fire. The rest of the blaze to devastate, the latest blaze to devastate an area. Medford, Oregon, up there where Maggie is. I believe that's about where Maggie is. Wednesday, the fire is burning its way toward the central neighborhoods of Medfield, a city of 82,000. And many are being forced to leave their homes. So, wow, pray for Medford, tweeted a resident, Jeff Carpenter. We are on fire tonight. So Maggie, I believe, has a show today. I hope she's making out okay. Let's see. It's the first time these places have come under extreme fire watch for a while. And don't forget California. California gusty winds and the Santa Ana winds, man, bringing that hot, dry air in, and driving flames. Diablo winds, they're calling them, in the north, and Santa Ana winds in the south. Yeah, on Tuesday, 14 firefighters forced to deploy emergency shelters as flames overtook them and destroyed Nacinto fire station in the Los Padres National Forest on the state's central coast. They suffered some burns and smoke inhalation. Three were flown to the hospital. They said one was in critical condition. In the past 2 days, helicopters used to rescue hundreds of people stranded in the burning Sierra National Forest, where Creek Fire has destroyed 365 buildings and at least 45 homes, and 5,000 more structures are threatened. So lots of fires. Plus, the wind has come, And now what has happened? That's right. They're turning off the power. Yeah. What a hell of a thing, right? So they're turning off the power so they won't spark a new fire. So there you are sitting at home with hopefully you have a generator or hopefully you have solar panels and a battery storage system. And, you know, you weren't talked into hooking your entire system into the grid instead of, you know, having a battery bank so you could save power. You were kind of sending it back and forth. Yeah, craziness, isn't it? So, yeah, that's going on. Meanwhile, in L.A., because of the, I guess, of the coronavirus and the pandemic, Halloween is on hold. No trick-or-treating, no parties, no carnivals, no festivals. These are just a few of the Halloween traditions that are going to be canceled. So the Devil's Night Out is gone. Door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distancing on porches and front doors, especially in neighborhoods that are popular with trick-or-treaters. Yeah, people put out all those silly blow-up stuff, you know, nowadays, even for Halloween. Can people drive by and look at it without a mask on? Maybe that's a question we should be asked. As with all activities, they say people should wear a face mask when outside the home, avoid confined spaces and keep their distance from others, wash and sanitize their hands frequently, clean, be a clean freak, touch the items regularly. You know, paranoia. You know, listen, this is a sickness that is developing. It is crazy to see how people are acting and reacting to all of this, pandemic, because you can see who is a trained citizen who was on board with all the government message, and you can easily see who is not. So, you know, it's like maskers versus non-maskers. If you're a person that supports the mask, so to speak, then you are a good citizen. If you don't support the mask, you are a sociopath. You see how that works? People say you're endangering my health. Well, you're wearing a mask. How is that? And if it was supposed to be 15 days worth of quarantine, then it would be over, which everybody knew was a lie. Because you just can't lock something down for 15 days and have it over with, because that's not how the disease is. And the disease is not as lethal as they said it was. That's the other piece of that. Well, this isn't a good sign. The Federal Reserve balance sheet, that's $6,975,315,000. Dollars is the balance sheet of the Fed. T-bills, only $300 billion. Treasury notes and bonds, $3.712 trillion. And mortgage-backed securities, up $1 trillion since March. Do you wonder? You want to know where all those foreclosed homes and all that stuff has been going? The Fed has been buying it all up to keep the market tight. If not, we would have this super glut of empty houses. But the banks are essentially buying them and then selling them in packages to groups where they lose money. But because they're the bank, they always make money. Yeah, that's really bad news. Because the Fed has snapped up $1 trillion in mortgage bonds since March. It bought $300 billion of the bonds in each March and April, and then since then has been buying $100 billion a month. So now the Fed owns one-third of all the bonds backed by U.S. home loans. Buying the securities has pushed mortgage rates lower, with the average 30-year rate falling to 2.91% as of last week, when it was 3.3% in early February. Morgan Stanley analysts point out late March that the buying was run at 8 times the pace that other Fed purchasing programs were run. So it was a rapid transfer of wealth. The banks got it off their balance sheet and they put it onto the Fed balance sheet. That's all that happened. It went from one bank to another bank. It's still there. And all of those bad debts are going to impact the system. And, you know, this is why, you know, these mortgages were sold, because they're because the mortgage crisis 2008 to 2000 and well, actually 2005 through 2009. That's pretty much the big run of the mortgage foreclosure crisis. That was never solved. And during that time, we had those 8 years of Obama of dead economic times, basically. And people were getting by. Trump came in, they made a little ground, and then all of a sudden the pandemic come in and has wiped out all their savings, wiped out their ability to keep their mortgage current. All the people that were, well, getting by. And that is a whole bunch of people. That's not just a few people. That's all. That's a whole, you know, you're talking about 20% of all mortgages or more. It's where people are stressed. And we know many of these things, many of these mortgages are in temporary status of, you know, of a hold, but paying that money back or putting it on the back end of the loan, or those details are in the contracts. Some people have to pay a balloon payment, which, well, they can't make. You know, foreclosures are expected to double, triple, and quadruple, really. Nobody wants to say that, but that's what I expect them to do within the next year. Meanwhile, NATO troops and drills continue in the Eastern European theater as the country of Georgia hosts a part of a war game where 3,000 NATO troops from U.S., Britain, France, and Poland as centered on the capital of Tbilisi. The games will simulate an external invasion of the Caucasus country. In other words, they're game planning the Russian invasion. So the 173rd Air Brigade conducted airborne training as Operation Noble Partner 2020 exercise started a few weeks ago. Crazy stuff. A small country, Georgia, is, of course, not a NATO member, though since 2008, Russia-Georgia war has been increasingly cooperative and favorable for the Atlantic Military Alliance. This is another, another piece of this pie. Now, remember, Georgia, the country, is on the northern border along the Black Sea of Turkey. And it's actually between Russia and Turkey. And there are several other small countries there that the U.S. is trying to have them become their proxy military bases. Not a really good thing for the future. Meanwhile, the rich people that have the money are flocking to the Caribbean ahead of the U.S. presidential election because of the promised violence that the BLM, that Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party have promised more violence in the cities, particularly if Trump should win. If Trump should win the day, November the 3rd, the Democrats will, of course, come back weeks later and say the mail-in votes made the difference, that the mail-in votes that were ballot stuffed, so to speak. And that's what we're looking at. I expect to see a lot of ballot harvesting by party members and on both sides. And I think that's kind of a bad thing. That is a bad thing. It really, really is. Meanwhile, Japanese billionaire Yoshua Matsuo says he regrets losing $41 million in the stock market. Matsuo made his money, like any poor capital allocator does, by finding a worse capital allocator. Anyway, he sold his company to Zozo Inc. To Yahoo Japan, a subsidiary of SoftBank, last year. And I guess he put his money in the stock market and lost. Meanwhile, questions about TikTok continue as a leaked document reveals how the CCP uses TikTok as a propaganda platform. Let's see. One way the CCP uses popular news aggregator app owned by ByteDance is to promote the regime's propaganda content injected in, to the aggregation of the news. And so you really don't know if it's news or if it's propaganda. We pretty much have that in the United States right now. Is it news or is it propaganda? And TikTok, Government Propaganda Bureau issued a notice to all Chinese Communist Party committees in the country and district level government offices that all party committees set up accounts on Tatio, a popular news aggregator owned by ByteDance. Remember, ByteDance is the company behind TikTok. ByteDance is just part of a corporate chain of Communist Party shell companies that are used to push news and information out there as if it's legitimate. It's as illegitimate as the New York Times and the Washington Post, as the Crowd Publishing Group and Time and Life magazine. Chinese propaganda, Russian propaganda, you know, Baghdad Bob is alive and well at CNN. None of it can be trusted. And all of it is used, and because of your social footprint, you, the listener, you're weighed, measured, and they know exactly how to tug on your heartstrings. They know exactly how to psyop you and work you like a puppet on a string. This is what social media, this is what our government has done with all of the information that it gets. It has turned you into a puppet on a string. Because they know you so well, because of our social media activity or our free speech activity, because they know you so well, often you lose the game before you get started. We'll be right back. Station Ocean Owen, right now.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Please, Achtermundi, die. Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The Ultimate Remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at Revolution.radio.
want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. It's the Hump Day Edition, 9:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. And thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps, where more than 80 hosts bring you the truth and information that the mainstream media conveniently leaves out. Don't have your mind controlled by the minions of CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News. You know, people that run home and they got to turn on the television. They got to turn on that mainstream media to see what's happening. And, you know, they don't even realize, oh, God, that shit's a lie. That's the truth that nobody wants to tell you. Television has been one of the best brainwashing tools the CIA has ever had. You want to talk about mass-produced MK-Ultra effects on the war on the human mind? Just look today. Just look at the people around you. And when they see something on the television, you know, and it has to be that authoritative voice of ABC, NBC, CBS, or fake-ass Fox News. It's got to be one of those big boys, the so-called authority for news and information, the so-called arbiters of truth, when the fact is they're pretty much arbiters of bullshit. When you watch these mind control people on television, remember, you're being subjected to propaganda. They've used the best marketing efforts to attack Donald Trump, to attack democracy, to attack freedom, to attack the Constitution, to attack you, to attack me, to attack anybody who doesn't bow down to their demands. You know, that's what you really have going on with Antifa and the Marxists at BLM, the big lying Marxists. Nobody wants to say it, but that's exactly what they are. Black lives don't matter to the BLM. Only Marxism matters to the BLM. This is how easily people get caught up in labels and they don't read the fine print of the contracts that they buy into, so to speak, the ideas and the rhetoric that they're purchasing with their blood, sweat, tear, and their money. So remember that we are in an information war, that the CIA and its propaganda on the American people, it's a real thing. When you see the idea of, say, people say, how could a conspiracy exist against Donald J. Trump? These guys at the FBI were just doing their jobs. Well, if they had just done their jobs, there wouldn't even be been an investigation. They actually had to create the crimes by having their agents work ahead of the FBI. And then the agents from the FBI became these suspicions. I should say the agents from the CIA created the suspicions for the FBI to allow a political counterintelligence operation to be run against the Trump team. But today, if you look at how we have handled this coronavirus pandemic, an unknown disease, agreed at the beginning, but we quickly knew about, we quickly understood what happened. Now, when I say quickly, I am talking 4 or 5 months till we actually could nail down decent therapies that worked on it and knew its lethality and its infectious routes. It took the West months to figure that out, even though the Chinese had it all figured out and were, how should we say, locked down 800 million people in their homes. Welded people in their homes. Nailed doors shut, screwed them shut, and handed people food through a window. Limiting how many people can go out. It really, it's crazy. It really is. So, China's extreme crackdown on this sickness. Of course it worked. You know, people that got sick were in close contact with each other. And everybody wore masks and suits and everything else when they went out in China for months. Here in the U.S., we have a freer society. And what we eventually found out is that the coronavirus itself can be controlled with hydroxychloroquine and zinc and erythromycin, all taken in combination. We now have several other therapies, and they have a blood antibody therapy that they can use. So the number and ways that we can stop this this influenza, which is what the coronavirus is, it's a new type of influenza. That's all it is. The mortality rates are showing that. And the number of people that died just with coronavirus is roughly 6% of the total that they tell you that people died with coronavirus. So the 6% of people died of coronavirus. 94% of the other people died, had another disease, and died. Yeah. That's the craziness of it, isn't it? It sure is. Sure is. We have to understand that the media is not our friend. That the media is there. The mainstream media is there to tell you how to think and what to think. It's unfortunate, but this is just the reality, the reality of the world that we live in. China has just finished putting touches on, on a new generation of nuclear reactors. Yeah. So it's how should we say it? They call them a first generation, a new generation of nuclear power plants. So Bill Gates, of course, wants to put homegrown nuclear reactors across the Pacific Northwest. China is on track to outpace the U.S., supplying the newest generation of nuclear power technology to its respective power grid. Right now, China gets, 40% of their power? No, I can't be right. Oh, 40 gigawatts of energy produced in China come from nuclear power. And they're trying to raise that up to about 55 gigawatts of power put out by nuclear power plants. Listen, I think nuclear power is technically safe, but man has to run it right now. Man has to operate it. There lies the flaw. And doing it for profit, it's not a cheap energy source. People may think nuclear power is cheap and safe, but it is not. Those tests were done on small gas-cooled nuclear reactor systems that were one-tenth or less of the size of the massive nuclear power plants that we're building today. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. Let's see. Meanwhile, Judicial Watch obtains an email saying Robert Mueller withdrew as top candidate for the FBI slot after James Comey was fired. But Mueller testified in front of Congress that he did not apply for the position of FBI director. Former deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein in a May 17, 2017 email. Apparently indicated that Robert Mueller had withdrawn from being considered a candidate for FBI director. This is kind of important. This is almost like a Susan Rice, let's cover my ass email. Rosenstein in the email obtained by Judicial Watch through a Freedom of Information Act suit withdrew from consideration for FBI director. The email included the subject heading Mueller. The date is May 17th is also the day it was announced Mueller would serve as special counsel for the Russia investigation. Mueller, on the day before, May 16th, met with the president, but said that was never interviewed to secure the FBI director position. According to a transcript before the House Judiciary Committee in July 2019, Mueller denied having interviewed for the job. So he says the president was asking him about the job, not about him applying for the job. That's what Mueller has said in his double talk. Yes, Mueller, my understanding was I was not applying for that job. I was asked to give my input on what it would take to do the job, which triggered the interview you're talking about. So, you know, Mueller is saying that Trump wanted advice on the kind of person that should be put in that position. And Mueller was called in to brief the president, so to speak. That's according to what he claims. I guess was it Southern District of New York? Preet Bharara is often mentioned as a possible U.S. attorney in the Joe Biden administration. After building a reputation of a hard-charging federal prosecutor and a proclaimed ethicist, teaching law school and dispensing morality on Twitter, John Solomon and Christine Dolan wrote this article on justthenews.com. It's a pretty good website. Got a lot of good stories from here. But there is one where an insider trading case of a businessman and former Las Vegas sports gambler Billy Walters. The government's misconduct trial initially was hidden from the judge and to this day remains unpunished despite the court's demand for accountability. Evidently, he cut, what did he do? Breen personally had to admit the government's wrongdoing, filing his name a lengthy report of misconduct to U.S. Judge Kevin Castle in January 2017. Yeah, crazy. Bharara admitted to had to admit that a senior FBI agent on the case, David Chaves, and others in the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office had contact with news media on one or more may have committed a crime by leaking grand jury evidence. So this guy had somebody on his team that was leaking grand jury evidence, and he never prosecuted him. He never did anything. Chaves was never charged any wrongdoing, allowed to retire from the FBI without a penalty. He declined to comment through his lawyer. Peter Carr, DOJ spokesman, declined to say whether the leaks are still being investigated. Declined comment. The court filings and statements he has made since he's left office. He insists that his office wasn't involved in the FBI's malfeasance. The FBI agent is potentially subject to criminal prosecution and will suffer consequences. No, they don't. We can see they don't, as what they've letting go by with Donald J. Trump. It really is. Well, it's stupid on stupid. Hey, good morning, everybody there in the chat room. There's Jer Bears in there. Hey, Jer, I hope you're sleeping okay. Dune and May Street, 139. And there's Takata Dave and Conk Girl. While they're really talking back and forth, Lone Gunman jumped back in. Hey, Lone Gunman, I hope you're doing okay. Oh, yeah. So remember to support Revolution Radio. Let's see, SJ was in there, and Factor Steven was in there, and Mario. Oh, wow, everybody's clocking in there this morning, aren't they? So good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. And, hey, if your people are kneeling for foosball, why? Why are you kneeling for foosball? Oregon's Democrat governor extended the emergency lockdown through November the 3rd, Election Day. That's right. You want to talk about election interference? Let's talk about the COVID pandemic, where the hype, disease that's not lived to the hype of the Grim Reaper that it claims to be. I think everybody better kind of wake up and understand that it's just another flu that you have to look out for. There's a reason there are FBI investigations at nursing homes and other healthcare facilities. It's because they had such neglect. And when I say neglect, you know, I'm talking about infectious control procedures in dealing with patients and dealing with the public and spreading contamination and germs throughout the hospital or the nursing home using, inadequate infection control procedures. Let's be honest. You can't put somebody in a room and say they're infected and then open the door for every, you know, a couple times a day to give them some food, have them watch a TV or whatever, and, you know, they're probably could or could not be bedridden. Depending on, you know, somebody's with COVID-19. So, but they're contagious. And every time you open that door, if it's not a negative pressure room, well, bang, there you go. You infected the hallway. Somebody walks through the hallway, a dozen people, you know, next thing you know, it's spread more and more as each wave of contaminated air comes out of those rooms. That's crazy. So Kate Brown, Oregon governor, has extended the lockdown to November the 3rd. But of course, the rioters and the so-called peaceful protesters, mostly peaceful protesters, you know, have been going nonstop in Portland for months. And the only reason they're wearing a mask is because of tear gas. I mean, that's the idiocracy of all of this, right? You can go mass protest. You can riot. You can loot. But you can't go to church. They effectively don't want you going to school. They want the average citizen locked up basically in their house, being immobilized while thugs run wild in the street. I mean, that's really what it looks like. Meanwhile, in Colorado, crazy ass politician, they threatened to sue Trump for election interference. So what did Trump say or do? President has been clear about the massive crime the Democrats are undertaking about mail-in balloting. Said that Democrats want to keep economies closed until after the election, and to hell with individuals and businesses losing their life savings. Trump said last week that Americans should vote their mail-in ballot and then go to the polls on Election Day and see if their votes were recorded, and if not, vote on Election Day to ensure their vote is counted. This sent a panic through the Democrat landscape on Twitter, and they tagged the president, you know, for violating Twitter rules on civic and election integrity. Whatever that means, coming from the Democrat Party. I mean, who in the hell knows? But that would be something that if you voted a week before the election. That's why if you do mail-in balloting, you know, that should actually stop a week before the election. I mean, let's be honest, just so all the ballots can get in on time and be partially counted. that's the way that should be, but, you know, liberals and government and everything else, get it. We'll be right back. I hear station promotions.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hey, Karl Marx, how you doing, man?
Yahoo! I am good, I'm good. I just need a little trim.
Okay, hey, no problem. Keep it over the ears, huh?
Yeah, that is right. I want to keep the lion effect. But kind of wind blow, too, you know? I got a photo shoot. How's business, huh, Bubba?
Well, I want to thank you for sending all your socialist buddies on in here.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of trying some jab. What do you think, Bubba?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Listener-supported, commercial-free, bringing you the truth outside the mainstream paradigm. Yes, there is this mainstream media culture that you are deemed to live by. You're programmed to listen to and blindly believe. Just as the Atlantic story about Donald Trump and his derogatory comments about soldiers has been completely debunked. You have old-time journalists like Dan Rather come out of the woodwork like the cockwood cockroach that he is, and saying, well, some people will believe it and other people will not, even after it's been debunked, even after it's been clearly found to be a lie. These guys stake their so-called reputations on the truth. How could Dan Rather defend the lie by not calling it what it was, propaganda? Yeah, crazy stuff. Meanwhile, a former stenographer that worked at the White House that was assigned to Joe Biden from 2007 to 2011. Is that what it was? So this guy from 2011 to 2017, he was the vice president's transcriptor. Anyway, according to Mike McCormick, speaking with the Free Beacon, McCormick said he lost a step and he doesn't seem to have the same mental acuity as he did 4 years ago. He doesn't have the energy. He doesn't have the pace of his speaking. He's a different guy, McCormick noted about his former boss, Joe Biden. Oh, man, he just make a big joke out of it and go straight from the hip. And notice he's not doing that anymore, McCormick added. He read the Democrat National Committee speech verbatim. It's not Joe Biden anymore, according to McCormick. Biden has slipped up innumerable times during interviews and speeches, leading to charges that the former VP is being kept in the basement because by his campaign managers as not to further humiliate himself by his standard faux pas. But the truth is, it's Joe Biden's mental health that is questioned. And his does he have dementia or not? Of course, CNN's bizarro mouthpiece, Brian Stetler, suggested it was otherworldly. Yeah, it was like out of this world, in a third dimension, to ask the question about Joe Biden's mental health. But of course, the questions about Donald Trump's mental health, well, now those we have to talk about, Stetler said. It is really this duplicity that we see in the media today. Joe Biden is definitely having symptoms of dementia in his old age. There's no doubt that that is happening. Nobody enjoys getting dumped at the altar, do they? And Tiffany and Company is no exception. The ringmaker has filed a lawsuit with the Court of Chancery of the state of Delaware against LVMH for failing to complete the transaction. That's right. Evidently, LVMH just didn't get the job done. They didn't complete the contract. It's a shame. Even the, even the blessing of a legion consolidation obsessed Wall Street analysts, blah, blah, blah. The ECB came to rescue Bernard Alter, the LVMH boss, France's richest man, who's bailed out. Anyway, they were going to buy Tiffany and Company and rescue it. And, it was a $16 billion merger that didn't happen. Tiffany lost, LVMH lost, and so everybody's trying to make their money back. And that's really sad, because that's what a lot of this contract stuff has become, is that, you know, we lost money because you didn't buy us. So, you know, this the truth is really out there. But you just don't see it. You don't realize it, what it is. The European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, and the rest of the banks in the world have let loose this helicopter money policy, throwing money at anything and everything as a way to stimulate their economies that were shut down because of COVID-19. The political class never realized or thought about the economy of scale model of many, many customers needed to support the industries that they have built up in their economies around the world. So airlines, trains, cars, gasoline, you know, retailers that were all shut down. All these places were shut down. Nobody went there. Nobody traveled, really, like they were. Nobody's still flying the way they were 6 months later, right? The number of customers can't produce the revenue to support the business models that all of our economies were based on. And they essentially shut it all down and brought back and believed that they could bring it right back. They could turn the nozzle on, but they forgot about the human factor where people change their buying habits. People stay at home. People eat at home. People don't go out. People become fearful and paranoid. And there you have it, right? So, yeah. The, this world that we're living in has been turned kind of upside down. The Rochester Police Command and the chief all resigned. The Democrat mayor, Democrat Governor Cuomo, have no idea what to do. The police chief said, look, I'm not going to sit here and be slandered and be, you know, denigrated for doing my job. They didn't do anything wrong. When a man is high on PCP, just like George Floyd was high on fentanyl and had swallowed pills not to be busted by the officer. That's what happened with George Floyd. But the liberal media doesn't want you to know that. That Floyd had the three-time legal dose for a lethal overdose of fentanyl in his system. That's an inconvenient fact that, you know, liberals and the media just kind of wanted to leave out. And it was withheld from the media for so long until it broke loose. Yeah. So one of the questions that we should ask ourselves is the BLM, the big lying Marxists behind the mask. Who are they? And do you know, is this a George Soros front group, a proxy army, you know, critical race theory, the 1619 project, this idea that Homeland Security's white supremacist warning, you know, that is, what does that tell you? This is a story authored by Mike Whitney. It's on ZeroHedge.com is where I'm seeing it. He says, how's your BLM pop quiz for the day? What do critical race theory, the 1619 Project, Homeland Security's white supremacist warning tell us about what is going on in America today? They point to deeply embedded racism that shapes the behavior of white people. They suggest that systemic racism cannot be overcome by merely changing attitudes and laws. They alert us to the fact that unresolved issues are pushing the country towards a destructive race war. They indicate that powerful agents operating from within the state are inciting racial violence to crush the emerging populist majority that elected Donald Trump to office. That makes sense, right? Which now represents an existential threat to the globalist plan to transform America into some tyrannical third world shithole. I mean, after all, they tried to overthrow Trump, something they would normally do in a third world country. They believed that they had all the power structures, but there was one man who helped save America, and that is Admiral Mike Rogers. You know, this idea of Homeland Security and so-called white supremacists pose the greatest threat to the United States. I really don't know any white supremacist groups in this area that are active, that are so-called, you know, in your face and committing murder and mayhem. Now, of course, they could be considering Antifa. See, and this is how this stuff works. They could call Antifa because it is mostly white, a white supremacist group. Typically, what they're talking about, people like the Klan or, you know, Nazis or somebody like that. People that use a race-based litmus test in their life. So it's strange, though. I haven't seen white supremacists rioting and burning down city blocks. Now, there was that young rich girl and her friends that were out there smashing windows in Manhattan and New York. The riots in Rochester. See, all these places, as soon as there is an incident, professional activists fly in and create the riots and then bring in their reinforcement troops that go in and pretty much smash and grab, knowing once they have exploited the people on the ground. It's a really sad thing that we see happening in America today. It really is. Well, it's pretty crazy. As I was talking about the airlines, particularly a few minutes ago, they're begging for bigger bailouts despite optimistic headlines of U.S. air travel. Listen, the airlines barely make money now, or I should say before the pandemic. They barely made money then. They were asking for bailouts every few years. As soon as flyership dropped a little bit, you know, they essentially became, you know, the shuttle bus in the sky, and they needed a government bailout. If they lose 25% of their flyership, they can't make money at the price ranges they're at today. That's just the truth. You know, they can't have the empty seats. They'll have to trim back the number of flights. They'll have to trim back the number of routes. You know, that's a possibility. They may have to merge or have partnerships with other airlines to actually be able to have enough customer base to fly into areas, to have enough ridership, so to speak, to pay the bill. You know, that's something that, you know, many people don't think about, is these businesses are there to make a profit. The Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, is out with a dire prediction saying America's facing a $15 trillion hit. Tuesday, the Intergovernmental Economic Organization includes 37 members, countries sought to evaluate the economic impact of school closures worldwide. And, you know, that's a problem, because when you close a school, you're closing down a lot of economic activity that is associated with the schools. And the gross domestic product, just as we have seen this, Japanese stagflation. Okay, here, let me explain it like this. Go back and look at the 1990s in Japan. Look at how their economy struggled along and is still struggling, okay? They went through their economic cycle and then they peaked. After they peaked, they didn't have anywhere to go. So now they're just monetizing debt and more debt and more debt. And, you know, the Japanese economy is, well, like all the other economies, they're deep, 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 deep in debt, and they owe the central bank and the government really for propping them up for all those years. And, you know, to now we're seeing American stagflation coming in, and there's nothing that anybody can really do about it. They're trying the Ben Bernanke thing where they pump money and money into the economy, and sooner or later it's going to trickle down and people are going to feel they have more money. So they go out and buy stuff, and that starts the industrial cycle kicking in again. And, you know, I would say that that's a false analogy and has been for years. As a typical economist would say, you know, this is Ben Bernanke's speech to the Fed. If you really want to see, you know, where we're heading, you know, as I said, look at stagflation in Japan and understand that inflation is going to be rampant, but your cost of living is not going to be going up much of all. In fact, your quality of living is going to be dropping for millions of Americans. And, you know, it's just something that's going to happen because of this this boom and bust cycle and what has transpired. So Japanese style stagflation coming to the USA. That's what I see. That's why people are getting into precious metals and silver and gold in particular, because they are they will hold value. The price of gold will increase as the monetary value of your paper currency and government issued debt and digits will drop. And I say digits because we are seeing now the beginning and the issuance of of central bank cryptocurrencies. Central bank cryptocurrencies will, how should we say it, ladies and gentlemen, will destroy regular monies in the end. It's everything once everything must be blockchained, not only to know where it comes from and where it goes, but it must be blockchained because data is money. And if you can have the data transactions of everything and everybody everywhere for in the blockchain, then you win because you know where every dollar is spent, you know where every dollar is going, that literally every dollar, every quarter, every penny, every nickel, every dime can be traced in a digital world. And because it can be traced, you can be erased from that system. You can be locked out of that system. You can't lock somebody out if they're coming in with cash, can you? But if somebody has a debit card or a credit card and, you want to stop their payments and it's all blockchained, you just have to lock up their blockchain. There are no of those secrets anymore. So, yeah. Hey, we're getting here towards the end of the show. We got about 2 minutes left. Yeah, about 2 minutes or so left. So don't forget to support RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. So come on down and join us and help us change the world. Become a Patreon member, and that gives you, give monthly to a Mad Painter, who is who's a station general manager, by the way. And you can also make a donation through the donation tab. That's electronic. Or if you want to send a snail mail donation, just address it to Revolution Radio, 1793 North Eden Road, Allen, Michigan, 49227. So that's ways that you can connect with Revolution Radio. Don't forget the archives are up and running, and they're being updated in a more frequent fashion than they were, maybe is a good way to put it. Now, a lot of the older ones aren't on there. They're still right here on the machines I have, and we'll have to get a terabyte drive and copy them off the old PCs here and bring them and send them to where somebody that has a high speed connection, where it wouldn't take 300 years to upload the archives as the speed is here at my house. Well, anyway, so we're almost out of time. I just want to say thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I hope you have a great day. and you can change the world. We can make a difference if we act. If we just sit down and do nothing, then nothing will happen. The world will pass us by, and there we will be behind the eighth ball, I guess is a good description. So good morning, everybody. God bless. Good day.
Revolution.